Welcome to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's. I'm Lindsay Petruni alongside my co-host, AA, Anthony Adams. We're coming to you from our Chicago Bears Network studios at Hallis Hall. AA, this is a really nice suit you have on today.
Thank you.
I was just curious, would you like to donate something like that in the future? Because our next story involves Chicago Bears players donating a lot of their really nice clothing to a good cause. So you should maybe consider that down the road.
I probably couldn't donate this to a human being. I probably would have to donate it to an actual bear. this is a big suit. It's pretty big.
Nice. It's very nice, though.
Thank you.
DJ Williams recently visited the By the Hand Club, a Chicago-based after-school program. While the young men there were thrilled to meet the Bears linebacker, they were also excited about the large clothing donation he brought along, which included items from him, Tim Jennings, and Brandon Marshall.
How you doing?
David.
DJ?
Joshua.
What's up, DJ?
Tell me a little bit about the idea behind all this.
Well, first of all, it's called Home Team Closet. The original idea came from my mother. Every season I would just have an abundance of clothes and shoes, and I would put them in bags, and I would go down to homeless shelters and things like that. And she said, you know, why don't you start donating them, you know, to youth or people less fortunate than you and get your teammates to do it. Well, I'm going to introduce myself. I'm DJ Williams, middle linebacker for Chicago Bears. This is my first time actually doing this.
Williams explained that many players are sent clothing and shoes from various sponsors, and some is never worn. Numerous clothing items donated still had tags on them.
Basically, what I did is I went up to two teammates. I went up to Brandon Marshall and Tim Jennings, and I explained, my nonprofit organization. And I asked them if they helped me, and you know, they said sure. Both guys gave me, I'd say, 3 to 4 boxes and bags of clothing. What you see now, we probably have over like 500 items total, and that's only with three guys. Tim Jennings, who's 5'9", 180, two guys on our team, 6'6", 340. So, you know, the variety is there for everybody, and I think that, you know, we can help a lot of people.
By the Hand Club is serving 1,000 kids in Chicago from 4 different neighborhoods. Last year, 100% of their seniors graduated from high school and almost 90% enrolled in college.
And our mission is to bring new and abundant life to children from some of the most under-resourced neighborhoods in Chicago. So we're really actually helping them holistically. So our mission is basically we want to take our kids by the hand and walk with them from first grade all the way through college.
The whole polo set.
What size?
Your size?
Brandon Marshall and other members of the Bears organization have visited the By the Hand Club in the past. Williams is the most recent Bears player to stop by and spend time with them.
You get to interact with the kids, you know, let them ask you questions, talk, you know, chop it up, spend a day with them. You know, we have pizza over there, we're eating pizza, we're just hanging out. I actually helped one guy get a whole outfit together. Ain't never been worn.
Seeing a guy like DJ, it means we could just do anything we want. He just seemed like a normal guy, just like us, you know, that just worked it very hard and just really wanted it more than we probably did. But it was amazing, just a blessing. You don't get opportunities like this, it's just awesome. I wanted to fall out. I wanted to hug, literally.
It was cool because you get to see people that come from, like, same struggles as we did and still, like, made it through everything.
The kids couldn't wait to show off the latest additions to their wardrobe.
I go to H&M and I make a lot of stuff work. So I know I can make this work, yeah.
Awesome gear. You should hear. I want to show you something.
Yeah,
my gear.
Can
I show
you something? Let's see what you got.
I'm going to try this coat on for you right here.
Okay.
Awesome.
I saw you trying a lot of things on.
I was actually on shopping in real life. Shopping on layaway for free. Let me try it on for you guys.
You were taking your time up there. You wanted to make sure you were making good selections. It's all good, but this is very nice.
Now, this is the best stuff right here. I think this is the best stuff. I think I got good quality, best quality. I don't know.
You guys are holding some of the latest stuff now in your hand. What did you guys get?
Nike jackets, Bulls snapbacks, Bears. I got this warm-up jersey.
Williams also passed out Be a Monster t-shirts and hoodies based off of the Monsters of the Midway from his clothing line called Dime Life.
Dime is an acronym for Do You Motivate and Emanate. And I tell people it's kind of like a 2014 One Love, but Dime Life preaches self-love first. With Dime Life is we try to get people, you know, just to be comfortable in their own skin. Dime, Do You Motivate, Emanate. So we want you to do you, be yourself, motivate, be positive, and emanate, and push that on the world.
Yeah, I like the Dime Life because there's a lot of people out here who think you have to have, like, the latest stuff to fit in. And it's a good example, a good message for youth to be like, be yourself. You don't have to be like everybody.
Go Bears!
So, Double A, you know when you decide which clothes you might want to get rid of and donate?
Yes.
But then if you see them again, then you say, wait a second, this didn't belong in this pile. That's exactly what happened to DJ Williams, although he was definitely kidding. But what happened was he put this vest on because he's like, well, no one's taking this, so I'm just going to go with it. I'm going to take it back because I really like this. It was like this black vest.
Was it nice looking?
It was very nice. And then one of the young men that was there, once he saw how DJ was wearing it, he's like, I'm going to take that for myself.
Him, huh?
Yeah, so all DJ Williams really had to do was just model it and went like
him,
that.
Huh? Yep. What about B. Marsh stuff? I know probably no one probably would want B. Marsh stuff.
Everybody wanted
his stuff is
really nice
like
stuff.
Futuristic. It's ridiculous.
Very nice stuff from Brandon Marshall, Tim Jennings,
probably
and DJ Williams. Yeah,
probably
it was a great event.